Hey everyone, Novaline here and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. I know, Mondays can be rough. But guess what? You got this. And that's why we're diving into a super important topic today. Self-care strategies for managing phone addiction. Ever feel like your phone has become more of a best friend than, well, real friends? Like you scroll through endless feeds and suddenly realize hours have vanished. Trust me, you're not alone. In this hyper-connected world, it's easy to get sucked into the digital vortex. But here's the thing. Taking back control of your phone use isn't just about becoming a digital detox ninja. It's about prioritizing your well-being and making space for things that truly matter. Ready to level up your self-care game? Here are 5 powerful strategies to help you beat phone addiction and reclaim your time. First, let's talk awareness. This isn't about shaming yourself, it's about understanding the patterns. Ever notice how you reach for your phone when you're bored, stressed, or even just feeling a bit lonely? Identifying those triggers is the first step to breaking the cycle. It's like that detective work, figuring out who's in it. You start noticing the sneaky cues. I grab my phone every time I finish a meal. Or wait, I check Instagram every 5 minutes when I am supposed to be working. Once you know your triggers, you can develop healthier coping mechanisms. Next up, set some boundaries. Seriously, treat your phone like the guest it is, welcome them in, but set clear rules. Designate phone-free zones and times. Maybe that means no scrolling during meals, no phones in the bedroom, or a digital sundown an hour before bed. Remember, you're in charge. You call the shots on how and when technology fits into your life. Now, let's talk about finding joy beyond the screen. What used to make you happy? Reading, hiking, that craft project, gathering dust. Rediscover those hobbies and passions that bring you genuine joy. Think of it like this. Your phone is a tool, not a source of happiness. Don't get me wrong, there are amazing things online, but real life experiences tend to be more fulfilling. Remember those trigger moments we talked about? It's time to swap out that phone habit for something healthier. Instead of reaching for Instagram when you're bored, try going for a walk, taking up a new hobby, or simply having a conversation with someone. And finally, practice mindfulness. This one is super important. Pay attention to how your phone makes you feel. Do you feel anxious, strained, or even a little envious after scrolling? Acknowledge those feelings without judgment and try to detach from the digital world for a few minutes each day. You know that feeling when you take a break from social media and suddenly realize you have more energy, more focus, and more time for things that actually matter? That's the power of mindful disconnection. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at your favorite coffee shop, laptop open, ready to work on that project you've been putting off. But then, bam. Your phone starts buzzing with notifications, pulling you into the digital abyss. 1 minute you're engrossed in emails, the next you're scrolling through endless memes. Sound familiar? I bet it does. But here's the thing. You have the power to break free from that cycle. Next time that urges, try taking a few deep breaths and reminding yourself of your goals. Instead of giving in to those pesky notifications, close your laptop and enjoy your coffee. Take a walk outside, chat with someone around you, anything but staring at your phone screen. You'll be amazed at how much more productive and fulfilled you feel when you reclaim your attention. So there you have it. 5 powerful self-care strategies to help you manage phone addiction and take back control of your time. Remember, this isn't about becoming a hermit or living in the dark ages, although a digital detox weekend wouldn't hurt. It's about finding a healthy balance that allows you to thrive in both the online and offline worlds. Ready to put these tips into action? Share this episode with your friends, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. Let's create a world where our phones empower us, not control us. See you tomorrow for another dose of Your Phone is the Villain. Keep slaying it, guys.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.